Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, are you staying human? Humanoids, man, I gotta tell you guys, been working on a wish list lately, and that wish list consists of an electric motorcycle or an electric scooter. Now, when I say scooter, I mean, you know, the two-wheel PEV that is like a motorcycle. But then again, I'm thinking humanoids. The electric scooter, such as, I wouldn't mind having a stand-up electric scooter. They're also the little sit-down electric scooters. But yeah, I really want an electric motorcycle. And that is on my wish list for 2021. Usually I come up with a wish list, humanoids, but I usually keep it to myself. Or every now and then I may say I want an iPad or an iPhone or whatever. But this is a really big ticketed item. Also, you know what? We're just going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about PEVs. PEVs, personal electronic vehicles, because I want one. I need one. I got to have one, because as of this recording, there has been, what? I'm going to tell y'all about this conspiracy theory I have about this too, okay? So, as of this recording, there has been a cyber hijack of the Colonial Pipeline. You know, the one that pumps the oil for the Eastern Seaboard. And gas prices have skyrocketed. And I just got off of Instagram where I saw an SUV. Well, it wasn't an SUV, it was a van. At a gas station, they had about 10 5-gallon gas cans, filling them up. Yeah, starting to get a little crazy. Now, it kind of reminds me of, about to tell my age, but when I was a youngster, I remember seeing, this was way back in the 70s, when we had the gas crisis. If some of you guys may not remember the gas crisis, that's another reason why the daylight savings time was implemented during the Nixon era, because of, you know, the gas shortage and saving of the fossil fuels and all that stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, humanoids, hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. I'll be right back, because, you know, we got to go pay the bills, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this PEV, the PEVs, and what's on my wish list, and what I plan to do with these PEVs and things of that nature, okay? So, hold on, humanoids. Be right back. Be right back. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. I'm back. And, Yeah, PEVs, man. Personal electric vehicles. That's been kind of my thing lately. I've been on YouTube checking out all these personal electric vehicles. And I want one. I want a Tesla. I want a scooter. I want a motorcycle. I want a bicycle. Now, recently I've seen an electric bike at Walmart for like $400. Well, $359, something like that. But here's the thing. It is not... It's an electrical vehicle, but... It's an electrical bike, but here's the thing. It doesn't have a throttle. And that's what I want. I want a bicycle. I want an electric bike with a throttle. That electric bike is an assistant bike. What it is, you pedal. And as you pedal, the electric motor kicks in and assists you. It's good for going up hills. But I kind of don't want that. You know, I want something with a throttle where you pull back on the grip and it goes. Sort of like my scooter, like my gas powered Honda Elite scooter. That, you know? I've been checking them out lately, and I really want an electric motorcycle. Now, I've checked out the prices. The prices aren't really that bad. I think the cheapest one I've seen was like $5,000, $6,000, something like that. But I was saying to myself, if I'm going to pay $5,000 or $6,000 for an electric motorcycle, I may as well go ahead and get the three-wheel trike motorcycle, the Can-Am Ryker. The Can-Am Ryker. You can get the Can-Am Ryker motorcycle for about starting at $8,000, the 600 series. Yeah, $8,000. Not bad. No more than about $10,000. Now, if I'm going to spend $10,000 on a motorcycle, I may as well go ahead and get an electric vehicle. The electric vehicle I'm talking about is a new electric car company. I really haven't heard anything bad about it, but the new electric car company that you can go and buy a Candy, it's called Candy. Go online, check it out, K-A-N-D-I, Candy, check it out, the electric vehicle. Nice looking electric vehicle you can get for about $10,000. Which includes the incentives from the feds, from the federal government, and from the state government. So, with those incentives, yeah, it comes to about $10,000. And if I got one of those, it's going to be my hustle car. And you say, hustle? Well, yeah, my hustle car. My hustle car, in other words, I would use that car for DoorDash and Instacart and Postmates and Uber Eats. Side hustle car, you know? But then I started thinking humanoids. I'm going to hit you with another one. It's a three-wheel delivery vehicle made right here in the U.S., you can get for about if I'm not mistaken, you can get it for about $12,000 to $15,000, and that is the Archimodo. And humanoids, have you guys heard of the Archimodo? Yeah, the Archimodo. Three-wheel electric vehicle. Now, what I like about the Archimodo is, number one, like I said, it's made here in the U.S. Number two is that from what I understand, the Archimodo, you don't need a driver's license, or you may have to get it registered. I'm not quite sure about that. I'm going to have to do some research, double check on that, because the Archimodo, like I said, used it as a delivery vehicle. Also, the Archimodo has, they have the emergency response vehicle, delivery vehicle, and then like the recreational vehicle. Now, the recreation vehicle is really cool because it's like a convertible. You can get it like a convertible, but yeah. And from what I understand, it can get up, the Archimodo can get up to like 70 miles per hour. So, you know, it's restricted to like 70 miles per hour. So you can, you know, it's good. You can use it on the highway. But yeah, those are my wish list humanoids, and a PEV, or, you know, I'm really looking into the candy. I'm really, really looking into the candy. If I can get the candy, cause see, the Archimodo is, there's a wait list. You could go to the website now and sign up. And your deposit, you get a, you know, you deposit $100 and you're on this wait list. Well, from reading, the Archimodo wait list is really backed up, and they won't begin shipping until late this year or early next year. I'm trying to get that electric vehicle, like, you know, right quick, fast, in a hurry, so I can start, so I can use it as my gig car, you know, my side hustle car, you know, my side hustle vehicle. And it'll be cool. Think about it. Now, if I had a little stand-up electric scooter, I can always go to Walmart, park the car there, charge it up, and hit the electric scooter and run around, do some errands, come back, you know. But really, the recreational vehicle that I really, really want is a Can-Am Ryker. But I will take humanoids. I will take the electric motorcycle. The only thing that frightens me about the electric motorcycle is that they have several that you can do highway speeds with. I would love to hit the highway with it, but they're quiet. And from my driving experience, I've had motorcycles, you know, come up on me without even really realizing it, you know, especially if I got the music, the windows rolled up and the music kind of loud. Yeah. Now imagine riding, but here's the thing though, is really no different than riding a bicycle. If you're riding a bicycle down the street, other cars and stuff can't hear you unless you got a credit card or a card or something on your spokes and is making noise, and then it's not making that loud of a noise. Now, I was watching a video earlier of this electric bike ride out in LA, out in Los Angeles. And on that electric bike, excuse me, on that electric bike ride out, there was a electric motorcycle. It looked like a Honda Grom. If you guys don't know what a Honda Grom is, I would suggest you go on YouTube or Google it and check it out. But a Honda Grom is like a little miniature motorcycle, you know. But there was an electric motorcycle, looked like a Honda Grom, and the rider of that motorcycle had a Bluetooth speaker.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Had a Bluetooth speaker, had it turned up really loud, and he had a motorcycle sound. It kind of sounded like a Gixxer. If you don't know what a Gixxer is, look it up. I'm sorry. I apologize. But yeah, look it up. Anyway, he had it synced to his throttle. So when he hit the throttle, you got this motorcycle sound. Which is cool. Because like I said, man, those things are quiet. And I mean quiet. That's the only thing I hate about electric motorcycles and electric bicycles. They're just too quiet. You know, somebody could make... Here's an idea. Somebody could make some kind of sound system for an electric motorcycle and electric bicycle to alert other vehicles around them. You know, so they'll be more alert. It won't be so quiet, you know? But, that's my wish list, humanoids, to get in a PEV, man. I want one. It's like embedded, ingrained now in my mind, and I want it, need it. And especially with, now, my daughter and I were talking, and the other day, and just remember the snowstorm that hit Texas, and she was like, wow, see, that's why it's not good to have an electric car, because if the power ever goes out, you can't go nowhere. Well, if the power ever goes out, you can't even pump gas, so what are you talking about? You see what I mean? So, you stuck either way. But, at least, recently I've seen, at least with an electric bicycle, electric scooter, or electric motorcycle, you can get solar panels. The sun always shines, you know? The sun always shines, and... You can always, it may take a while to charge it up, but you can always charge up your motorcycle, bicycle, or scooter with a solar panel. You know, I mean, the solar panel that I've recently seen, again, on YouTube, the inventor of the solar panel used it to charge the portable solar panel. The inventor of it, the CEO of the company or whatever, he went on a camping trip on a solar, not a solar, but an electric bike. And he was out there and he was saying how it was going to take him, you know, he had a converter kit and everything, and it was going to take about 16 hours to charge. Well, it may take a little while, but you will be able to get somewhere with a motor, electric motorcycle, electric scooter, electric bicycle, with a solar panel. And recently, I've seen some concept cars that had solar panels and regeneration, which is interesting. I'm finding all this interesting. I really am. Also humanoids. I recently, wow, out in California again. One reason why I look at, I'll tell y'all about that in a minute. Oh yeah, I still got that conspiracy theory thing going on. You know what, humanoids, let's take another little break. I'll be right back and I'll tell you about this conspiracy theory that I have about this gas, this, this gas, this cyber hacking of the gas, pumping junk, jiggy, wiggy, whatever. We'll talk about it in a minute, okay? Be right back, humanoids. All right, humanoids, here we go. This, cyber hack, this cyber, thing that's going on with the gas on the east coast of the U.S. Here's my conspiracy theory. You may agree with me, you may not, but it's mine. It's my opinion, and I'm going to stand by it. Now, here it is. Humanoids. Out west, electric cars are the thing. They is the thing. Electric bikes are the thing. Yeah, we have it here on the East Coast, but every time I look at a ride out, it's never here in Florida, it's never here in Georgia, it's never in South Carolina, it's never in Alabama, it is never, you know? And what I keep seeing on these ride outs, they're West Coast, San Francisco, LA, San Diego, they big, you know? Matter of fact, the Candy Car Company, they're hearing about it. Here on the East Coast, down in Georgia, we ain't hearing nothing. Because we still stuck on that gasoline thing. So here's my conspiracy theory. Yeah, they say that it may be linked to Russians, but I think it's linked to the U.S. period. Why? Because they want to get the sales of those electronic vehicles up on the East Coast. Now, yeah, I see Teslas all the time here. I see Teslas all the time, but that's it. You don't hear about Candy. You ain't hearing about Arkimoto unless you are an enthusiast like I am and you check into that stuff, but you're not hearing about it on a day-to-day basis. You don't see the ride-outs, you know? You don't see the electric bike ride-outs. Like I said, like the city that I live in, we don't have any bike paths, electric bike paths. We don't have any bike paths. Everybody ride on the street. You know? But, man, well, that don't have anything to do with it, but, you know, you don't hear about the electric motorcycles like I do about, you know, other parts of the country. I don't see that stuff, man. When I start seeing meetups and ride-outs of the PEV community in Florida, in Southeast Georgia, now, I'm not saying it's not happening. It may happen, but I haven't ran across it yet. But when I start seeing that, then I let go of this theory, this conspiracy theory. But yeah, it's a conspiracy theory, y'all. Yeah, let's get the sales of electronic vehicles up. And once we get the sales of the electronic vehicles up, it'll be easier to convert everybody to electronic vehicles. Yeah, that's just my theory, man. That's just something I play around with all the time. But, yeah, man, I really, really want an electronic vehicle. Right now, I would take the $359 pedal assist electronic bicycle from Walmart. I would take the little $300 sit down scooter. Right now, I used to want an electronic skateboard. No, I used to want a one wheel, which is interesting. Here in the area that I live in, I've only seen one person with a one wheel. As a matter of fact, I used to see him almost every day when I was working on the island, because he worked at the local pizza shop, and I would see him all the time on his one wheel. That's just like here where I live, man. You know, the Lime scooters and all that. We don't have that. No, we don't have that. And I think, then again, I don't think we should, because these knuckleheads. Anyway. But anyway, yo. Humanoids. Oh. Get you an electric vehicle, man. Get you a PEV. I think you will enjoy it. All right, humanoids. So, I want to thank you guys for checking out the podcast today. Hey, look into those PEV, personal electronic vehicles. Check them out. I'm pretty sure you guys will like them. Look at the motorcycles. Look at the bicycles. Check out the scooters. The stand up and the sit down. Check them out. They're perfect little ways to get around town. You know, also look into the Candy electric car. Check it out. Also check out the Arkimoto. I think you guys would like that. I really do. Check it out. They look like fun vehicles. And yeah, if you get a PEV, hit me up. Let me know what you got and how you're enjoying it. I mean, I'm like I said, man. I'm really looking into. Oh, I didn't tell you guys. Also, I was looking into getting solar panels for my ceiling to produce electricity for my house. Yeah. I was checking that out. They are, one thing, they are guaranteed for I'm sorry, I was distracted looking at this car going down the road. But yeah. You should check it out. I was looking at a video again on YouTube, and I came across the solar panels made by Tesla to produce electricity for your home. And guess what? You get government incentives on that also. And with the government incentives on that, you know, you get the solar panels, produce the electricity, and the extra electricity that your solar panels produce, you can sell back to the electric company. Isn't that interesting? You know, so, yeah, check that out. Check that out. Check out the solar panels for your home. And humanoids, I just want to know, how do you feel about alternative energies or electric energies, you know, such in electric vehicles. How do you feel about the electric vehicles, man? I would really like to know, because a lot of people that I've been talking to lately, they are, some of them are converting and considering, and, you know. So I think it's very interesting, very interesting. And I'm, oh my gosh, these stupid dogs, man. But yeah, I think it's very interesting. And hey, I just want to know how you feel about it, okay? Just hit me up, humanoids. Let me know how you feel, all right?
Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.